Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. A woman who called a Somali child racial slurs at a Rochester park faces three charges. A video of the incident went viral in April, causing outcries across the country. The Rochester City Attorney's Office says Shiloh Hendricks will be charged with three counts of disorderly conduct. Officials say the complaint has to be reviewed and approved by a district court judge, but the matter involved a large amount of evidence. Senator John Hoffman used a speech at a Democratic National Committee meeting in Minneapolis Monday to urge Americans to reject political violence. The DFL senator from Champlin said that the evil on June 14th cannot and will not win.
Our nation did cross a threshold on that night, and this horrific experience, what I've heard in a resounding voice from people all across our country and across the political spectrum, is this. It isn't about politics anymore. It must be about right and wrong, right?
Hoffman says he's still slowly recovering from 9 gunshot wounds. He received a standing ovation in his first public appearance since the shootings. Republican Aaron Paul, the candidate who lost by just 15 votes in the 2024 House District 54A election to Democrat Brad Tapke, has announced he's running for the seat again. Paul lost the election, and then when it was discovered 20 ballots were missing, he also lost the recount and court decision by a judge. Paul says he's running again for the families of Shakopee, pledging to bring common sense leadership and accessible representation to the state capitol. Democrat Brad Tapke is in his third non-consecutive term in the Minnesota House. He also served from 2019 to 2021. Veterans, active duty personnel, and their families are the guests of honor today at the Minnesota State Fair. National Guard Colonel Jesse Johnson says this is the 14th annual Military Appreciation Day.
The theme for this year is the future face of the force. So we're really recognizing generations of veterans who've honorably served their nation, while also recognizing the newest members of the military who have stepped up to serve and follow in those veterans' footsteps.
Our state's agriculture business is looking for younger generations to start picking up the pitchfork, and that's exactly what Kemp's Little Farmhands is promoting at the Minnesota State Fair. Education Supervisor Beth Schult explains that more and more families are further away from the farm.
There was a time when, as a child, you would go see grandma and grandpa, and they were on the farm, or cousins, aunts and uncles. They're moving away from that, and they have no access to that experience.
Schult says kids 3 to 10 years old get to come and learn and help with farm chores, collect goods to sell at the farmer's market, and then spend their earnings on real products. Since no one matched all 6 numbers in last night's Powerball game, the jackpot has now grown to an estimated $815 million. That's the 7th largest jackpot in the game's history. The next drawing will be Wednesday night, and it will be the 38th drawing since the last winner matched all 6 balls on May 31st. The Minnesota Twins look to snap a 3-game skid when they play the Blue Jays again tonight north of the border. This is MNN.